For the Divine Enlightenment Podcast, Episode 2, Think and Aim Big. Learning to think and aim big, achieve success beyond your wildest dreams. This is what everybody wants to know. When you think of success, do you envision oodles of money, a mansion, a fancy sports car? Those items are good. They're great. But what about deeper sense of success, a success beyond your wildest dreams? If you're like most people, websites, blogs, articles, you've probably heard some success stories where ordinary folks like yourself have gone from rags to riches scenarios. However, and more importantly, there are even better stories out there, like the stories of entrepreneurs and business people, people like yourself around the world. They're willing to sell ice cream somewhere in the Caribbean. They too are arbitrarily happy and successful. What makes up success? Success is a person's definition. For some, it's a lot of money, and others, it's fulfillment, and for others, it's freedom. Some people want to live in a mansion, overlook the ocean, while others want to live in a cottage by the lake or down on a farm. Bottom line, success is whatever you make it and whatever you say it's going to be. Now, for a brief message from our sponsors. Welcome back. Thank you for continuing to listen. Want to know something even more powerful? Success is even what you say it is or isn't. You get in your own way. Let's start with defining your own success. Here are a few tips on how to define what success is to you and only you. What is your why? We all have a vision of what success looks like to us. However, taking this notion one step further, ask yourself some key questions. What is your why? Is the first question. What do you want to achieve this particular success? Dig deep down and quietly meditate on your true calling, passion, and purpose. Everyone has one, and it's only a matter of time before you are one of a million asking yourself, is there something other than this? What is the why behind your success? Do you wish to reach thousands of people and make a difference? Do you wish to help hundreds solve a problem you have experienced with others? Do you value freedom over material objects and items? Start getting in touch with your why. Number two, what's the most important thing to you? Do you value financial freedom? Being of service? Freedom to come and go as you please? The ability to create a flexible schedule which works for you and your family? Once you get in touch with your why, your core need and desire will become to come into light, into love. If you have a driving need to be your own boss or a passion purpose to help others behind your wildest dream, this will come to light as well. Once you know your why, your core desire will come to the surface. Remember, the power is in your hands. What action steps do you need to take? And what does it look like to come to life? Number three, once you've done the work to uncover your own definition of success, what your why is, and what's the most important thing to do, it's time to take a trip outside of your head and beyond your comfort zone into the world of action. While it's nice to get inside your head and get in touch with your why and your what, it's even more important to get in touch with the flow. How will you make it happen? Let's take a look at several categories of life and how to succeed in each one. Remember, the power is in your hands. To be continued in the next episode.